right.
What's so funny?
I never... The kiss. The whole thing about the kiss. Sending the suggestion along, and the suggestion that came back was just funny. Right, it's 7 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. How do you do? We're into Beyond Good Day. Those of you who are fans of that show on TNT called Southland, which is critically acclaimed, it's something that has captured a lot of people's imaginations. Good, gritty stories, some you have to have on cable because we'd never make it on basic television. It's too violent. But there are some great stories attached to it. And one of the people that's involved in Southland, which I think is on, if I'm not mistaken, it's on Tuesday nights at 10, 9 central on TNT. One of the people involved in the show, C. Thomas Howell, who's an accomplished actor. He's been in a lot of different movies.
He was Pony Boy from The Outsiders.
Really?
Those of us who remember that, yeah. And he was also in one of my favorite all-time movies, Red Dawn.
All right. So he's coming up in a few minutes here. In the meantime, I'd like to talk to you about high cholesterol and the problem that it creates. Most people know that if you have high cholesterol, you're at risk for heart disease, you're at risk for heart attacks, you're at risk for stroke. So why would you leave yourself open? It's kind of like the conversation we always have about exercising or keeping your weight where it's supposed to be. If you'd like to have a 42% reduction in your cholesterol, you heard me correctly, 42% reduction in your cholesterol level, and this is a scientifically proven fact. That's why Ken Cronow signed on to supporting the folks at Cardiol. Have a wonderful product. It's all kinds of things mixed together, 9 or 10 different ingredients that will lower your cholesterol, guaranteed, lower your triglycerides, and keep them where they need to be. So if that sounds good to you, then you're probably going to be interested in a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. So if you're interested, you want something that will help you free, you call this number, 888-809-6424, or you can go to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug, ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, one capsule a day, and you will find yourself on the way. It worked for me. My cholesterol, certain parts of my cholesterol profile, 70% better, and that's really saying something. So lower your cholesterol, triglycerides, and risk for any kind of cardiol problem. Cardiol.net/Doug. Pay for shipping and handling, and that's it. Or call 888-809-6424 for that free trial.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new Hit Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new Hit Card at Discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Doug's Good Day program. We always like to have some of these well-known actors that are doing good things on television or in the movies. We can all identify with certain characters. You may not recognize this gentleman's name, but I'm betting if you saw his picture, which we have posted, I think, at DougSteffen.com, do we not? We normally...
We do.
I see his picture right now. Yes, I see him at DougSteffen.com. And if I played my cards right, I'll hear him on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How's my hearing?
I think you're doing okay.
There we go. All right. So do people call you Tom? Do they call you Thomas? Do they call you CT? What do they call you?
Everybody calls me Tommy.
Really?
Yeah.
Tommy. That's okay. Some people think that that's...
It's always hard to know when we get the, you know, when you use the first initial, Christopher, Thomas Howell.
Yeah, it's a weird thing in the business, you know. You get a lot of that when people have the same names or they're juniors or, you know, whatever the reason is. But it'd be pretty strange if I made everybody call me C. Thomas, right?
Yeah, but how about, how long did it take you to figure this out? At what point in your life did you decide you were going to be C. Thomas Howell?
I was pretty young, you know. I was doing movies from the age of about 10, 11, 12 years old, and my father's in the same union that I'm in. We had the same name. He goes by Chris Howell, and everybody's always called me Tommy, but at a young age, they just hung the moniker C. Thomas, and I sort of ran with it. So it's worked over the years. At one point, I considered dropping the C and just going with, Tommy Howell or Tom Howell. But the producers at that point all sort of freaked out and said, no, you're established. You have to keep it. And so, it is what it is.
In terms of your starting when you were young, does that make it easier for you now in the craft, in the trade? Do you feel like you're working, or do you feel like you're in a sort of a zone that's protected because you have the skills, you've honed your craft, you've learned how to learn lines and play characters?
I think for me personally, it's better because, you know, having grown up in the business, that experience is really what it's all about. It takes a long time to figure out what you're doing when it comes to acting. It's just not an easy thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's certain baggage that comes along with it from people within the business who want a fresh face. And, you know, generally, for the most part, it's difficult to go from being a child actor to an adult or a leading man. There's a lot of baggage that comes with it. So I feel blessed that I'm able to be, you know, a working actor and make that sort of change from child actor to working adult actor.
Working is like, an understatement.
Right, it looks like you're all
looking
over
at your IMDb, and you've got six or seven movies in post or pre-production right now, in addition to doing Southland. You're busy, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of those are most of those films are not leads. They're just sort of supporting roles. But I love to work. I love going, traveling and meeting new people and just getting up every day and going to the set. So, you know, on Southland, we only do 10 episodes a season, so that takes about 4 months out of the year. And the rest of the time, I'll spend playing parts on independent movies or feature films like The Amazing Spider-Man last year.
All right, so what's the story with Southland? You may have heard me introduce it using the word gritty. I'm thinking that there is something in terms of this television program that almost belongs in a movie, because it is violent. There are great stories, better than what you get, at least I think on average, with most of the scripted television shows. You agree with that?
Well, you know, I'd agree with the fact that television in general, and basically due to cable, has over the years just become so much more interesting and great to watch. I mean, there's some TV shows that I just absolutely love. And Southland originally started out over at NBC, and we sort of fell prey to the Jay Leno show when it moved from 11 to 10 p.m. because we were a 10 o'clock show. We got the hatchet, and TNT picked us up right away, and we were able just to continue doing what we were doing, but even go a little bit darker and get a little bit grittier and maintain a certain reality that exists in the LAPD and across, you know, in police departments across the United States in general. So it's just been an absolute blessing, and I'd say about, you know, 95% of the storylines in our show on Southland are all all based in truth and come from facts from the LAPD. And if we were on a regular network, I don't think we'd be able to do that. So it's been a real blessing.
All right. So how much of the more TV shows that are about cops and the like, police, originate here in Los Angeles, and you wonder about what is really going on with the story line of this fellow who has killed the three police officers, was a policeman here.
I see that as being a script for you guys.
Dorner.
But there's all kinds of, always, as long as I've been in Los Angeles since 1994, and it's just day after day, week after week, month after month, these stories of corruption in the police department, and you see some of these movies and TV shows, and you wonder, can it be that this is all, they're usually written by former police officers. These shows are now written by guys who have had the experience, and you got to wonder how much of this is really true.
Much of it, you know, I think, in fact, a lot of the stuff you read and you think, oh, this would never happen. And then, you know, you talk to our tech advisors or the writers. Some of our writers are, you know, married to cops. They've got direct access to all of the technical advisors and the people that are that have firsthand experience with what's really going on. But, you know, it's interesting. The Chris Dorner story that's going on right now, first of all, is a tragedy, and I'm sure the LAPD will have, you know, this guy apprehended sooner than later if he doesn't, you know, hide in a corner and eat his own gun first, which is probably what will happen. Mm-hmm. But it's tragic when, you know, you're faced with the trials and tribulations, the reality of what these people go through on a day-to-day basis. I mean, waking up and putting on a bulletproof vest and going to work every single day of your life creates a tremendous amount of stress for you know, yourself and for your family. Mm-hmm. And you just never know whether you're just, you know, pulling somebody over on a routine traffic stop or if you're, you know, going in on a domestic abuse call. You just never know when that person that you're dealing with has reached their limit and it's going to be their, you know, they're going out with a big bang and taking you with them. I mean, I have so much respect for cops and, you know, you talked about corruption and whatnot. I just think in general, you put somebody in a position that is dealing with those things on a day-to-day basis, and even they have their limits, and it's just a really difficult, stressful position to put yourself into all the time.
Doug, we're about out of time here, and before we do, I have to bring one thing to your attention that you may not be aware of or remember. All right, so we all know that C. Thomas Howell was in E.T. and he played Pony Boy in The Outsiders and Spider-Man. Doug, he was in Tank with James Garner, co-starred with him, one of your favorites of all time, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a great, I mean, under the circumstances, working with a guy like that, who is so, what a great role model in a sense.
James Garner,
yeah.
a great man, and yeah, just a great example, and as a young actor, I couldn't have had a better example. I just really enjoyed working with him.
Well, good to have you here. Good luck with this. Southland is on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock, 9 Central on TNE.
Wednesdays.
Yeah. Wednesdays.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Stephen has walked to his studio every day. Yes, uphill both ways and sometimes in blinding snowstorms. Right. To bring you 25 years of Doug Stephan's Good Day.
That's right.
Hey, Mr. Tough.
Yeah.
Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
That's me. 24 past the hour. Speaking of hungry eyes, there's a great song from Bruce, Hungry Heart, too. That's the things that go hungry in the night. There's one word in particular that you ought to watch out for. According to the story today at DougStephan.com, fast food menus that have the word fresh in them. A few years ago, seeing the word fresh on a menu was a clue about the quality of ingredients. But now, thanks to the fast food industry, the word is mostly just a marketing term.
Just like every other marketing word.
Kind of like organic, which doesn't mean anything anymore. The word fresh doesn't mean anything anymore either. Meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. The chief marketing officer at Chipotle has been interviewed and said, quote, "I don't think there are any rules about fresh anymore. You can say that with impunity and it doesn't mean it." So a lot of people are using the term fresh. Consumers like you and me, we tend to assume, which is a problem, you know what assuming is all about. Fresh means unprocessed, healthy. Restaurants are happy to play to that perception. And the best example of that is McDonald's marketing its salads as yummy, fresh, freedom in a bowl. What a joke. Hello.
Sugar-coated lettuce.
That creepy chicken that's in there. 450 calories with the salad dressing on it. The same as the double cheeseburger, which is 440 calories. All that fat. So the people that are telling you that this is a fresh pizza or this is fresh ingredients in there, fresh burritos. Can you imagine going to Taco Bell's and trying to convince you that what is in there is fresh? Fresh is a word. The point of my and the story actually goes into it in detail at DougStephan.com is just absolutely.
I don't think anybody that goes into Taco Bell expects anything to be fresh or McDonald's. I mean, are you really fooled? Do you really think?
But why? Then why they must have tested because otherwise they wouldn't have it in the ads.
But well, you know, they can say it and they might fool some people. But I would think the majority of people that walk into McDonald's know what they're getting and eating. They just don't care. I think though it's more. If you walk into Chipotle or one of these kind of places, what's the other taco place, where it says no canned ingredients
used.
Where
did I go? Burrito Extremo or something? Where did I go? I played that. I stopped on a burrito. Burrito Elito.
Yeah, I mean, in some of those places, you know, they have all of their never canned, never frozen, everything fresh, and you don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I know what to believe. I know it's 27 and change after the hour, Reggie.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Discover Card. How can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Chopstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch, berry, creamy, rich. Chopstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chopstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la
Chopstick,
la, la, la,
apply happy.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo! Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache Shortbed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Unlock another half hour of conversation here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Our focus here for the next few minutes is going to be actually a story that's connected to healthcare in a strange sort of a way. A fellow who's a whistleblower named Wendell Potter has a great story on how the insurance companies work. You know, I love to.
I'm not so sure I want to hear this.
Maybe you don't.
Yeah, sometimes you're scared of the truth.
Yeah, well, he's written a book about insurance company workings, dealings. He worked for Cigna, which is one of the big companies. Anyway, so we'll have an expose about the healthcare industry in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're joined now by Wendell Potter, who is a whistleblower. He got 20 years experience, corporate executive with Cigna. He's written a book, Richie, called Deadly Spin, an insurance company insider speaks out on how corporate PR is killing healthcare and deceiving Americans. This is an expose of health insurers, pretty much a warning shot across the bow of those of us who are upset about what happened in the healthcare discussions, the so-called Obamacare, who actually put that law, that the group of laws together. What is it called? It's not Obamacare. It's what's the official title of it? I never can remember.
The Healthcare Reform Act?
Yeah, but there's some other thing.
Maybe Affordable Healthcare Act.
Affordable.
That's it. Thank you. Affordable Healthcare Act. Yep. All right. So we have Wendell Potter.
The first question we have to ask, Mr. Potter.
Oh, and I introduce him first.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce him.
Mr. Potter is a
senior. Rich is excited, okay, Doug?
Yeah, he's very interested.
There's just one thing to keep going.
All right. Mr. Potter is a senior analyst at the Center for Public Integrity, a senior fellow on healthcare for the Center for Media and Democracy, speaks out on the need for an overhaul in the healthcare system. I think most of us appreciated that, no question about it. You're working with a group, actually, there's a convention going on in Washington the next couple of days. A lot of the talk radio people are there on a radio row at Families USA in Washington. I know, Mr. Potter, that's where you are this morning. I'm going to turn it over to Richie because he seems to be eager to ask you.
I just want to know how this affected his retirement plan from Cigna.
Yeah, when I worked at Cigna, I voluntarily left, but I made sure that when I left, I was able to transfer my 401k away from the company before I started doing the work that I've been doing lately. But it's much more rewarding than what I was doing during my career as a health insurance executive, I'll tell you that. And I am, you're right, I'm surrounded by a lot of healthcare reform advocates, people who have been working for a long time to try to improve our healthcare system.
Well, I guess improve, it depends on who you are and whether you have good healthcare or not, as to what your attitude is on this thing.
That's very true.
What I was upset about at first was Billy Towson, who's the chief lobbyist for the insurance companies, having as much of a hand in this so-called reform bill. I think most of us admit and acknowledge that 30-some-odd million people without health care insurance is an important thing to fix. The problem is that a lot of the things that have come out of this are to benefit the insurance companies, and you don't see a lot of common sense things in the healthcare bill, like preventative work. It's all about, you know, mechanics and money. You look at healthcare, okay, how much are you going to get? I got my bill from my doctor the other day as to the cost of my annual healthcare, overview of my health, and it was appalling how much money the bill was versus what they're getting paid. And so you look at this sort of thing, and you wonder if the government government is the right instrument here. We all know that there's a need for a change. I suppose you had to get something like this going in order for there to be a discussion about how to change it, because there didn't seem to be much fruitful conversation before this.
Right.
I wonder, as somebody who is in the insurance business or has been there, what is wrong with the insurance business, and how does that equate, or how is that a problem in overall healthcare discussions?
You know, you're right. One of your thoughts there, I see the official name of the law, by the way, is the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and it's shortened to the Affordable Care Act, or even shorter to Obamacare.
Right.
I agree with you. It's kind of the what I call the end of the beginning of reform. We've taken the first step. There's so much more that we've got to do. It will, thankfully, make a lot of the most egregious, some of the most harmful practices of the insurance industry unlawful, because it will they'll no longer be able to discriminate against us because we've been sick in the past, or because we're older, or because we're they've been able to charge women 50% more than men, for example. So a lot of their practices that have enabled them to make really obscene salaries and profits will go away. But they're determined to try to influence how it's implemented to their advantage. So we've got to be vigilant to watch what they're doing. There's a lot the private sector can and must do. You're right. We've got to make sure that we're not just relying on the government to get us to a better place. We've got
The government never fixes anything. It always makes things. It has good intentions for the most part, but ends up screwing up most everything that it touches. There's not much you can point to that works better after the government gets involved in it, other than the conversation. Okay, yep, we acknowledge we've got a serious problem. How do we fix it? Then it all breaks down after that.
It's true, and I'm certainly a capitalist. I agree in the free enterprise system, but there has to be appropriate regulation, and that's one of the things that was so wrong with our healthcare system. We did not have the right kinds of regulations on players like the insurance industry. And you mentioned the drug companies. They were able to influence the legislation from the very beginning because they're so powerful. That's one of the things I'm going to be focusing my attention on in the months and years to come, is just the incredible power and influence of big special interests like the drug companies, like the insurance industry, and many others, and what the real-world consequences of that influence really are for...
All right, let me interrupt you for a second. What I'd like to have you talk about in the time that we have here, in part, you were an official with a big insurance company. As with other big corporations, when it comes to government influence, what happens is people from Cigna, for example, get jobs working in the government in areas where they can influence policy. They come over, they fix things so it's going to be good for their companies, and they leave and go back to work at their companies when all the work is done. People think that I'm exaggerating that. I'm not, and I wonder what insight you can give us to that from the insurance industry.
It's very much the case. It's a revolving door out there. A lot of the people who work for big insurance companies and big drug companies go into areas of government. They also become lobbyists to a certain extent, but they are able to get positions in government in which they're able to influence how laws are implemented, and then you're right, they often will go back into private business and help their companies based on what they've learned and their connections.
Right. So shouldn't it be, if we're looking for fundamental changes and overhaul, shouldn't that problem be part of what's addressed in the overall case of America versus the healthcare industry?
Yes, absolutely. And it's, as I said earlier, it's what I'm going to be focusing on next, because we've got to do that. Unless we change that and stop that door from revolving, we're never going to be able to get the changes we need, not just in healthcare, but other sectors of the economy and our lives.
What whistle did you blow? You've written this book, Deadly Spin, an insurance company insider speaks out on how corporate PR is killing healthcare. What specifically do you find the biggest problem?
Well, I pull the curtains back to show how the industry operates, and not just Cigna, but all these in companies, and how they've been able to, over time, segment the population to the point that they're able to exclude many millions of us from coverage. It's why we have 50 million people who don't have coverage. But also, my role was to help, I hate to admit it, to manipulate public opinion, to influence public policy.
How'd you do that?
Well, we use a lot of premium dollars that people pay in every month to hire big PR firms and to create deception-based PR campaigns to set up.
What were some of the deceptions? What would give us an example of a deception that was
One of the deceptions is the insurance industry set up with a drug company, a front group called Healthcare America, which would make one think that the consumers are behind it, but it was not. And the whole reason was to try to distort the reality of how other systems around the world operate, because the insurance companies were afraid that change might be so significant in this country that we might have a system that would be less beneficial to them. So we got people to be afraid of so-called single-payer systems or systems in which...
So it's all about fear.
It's all
fear-based.
They're fear-based. Exactly. They're all fear-based campaign. They know that if they can get us to feel emotionally, it's about that. It's about connecting with us emotionally and getting us to be afraid of some things that don't really exist.
Mm-hmm. So now we've got about a minute here. What's the next step in this immediate next step for people to be aware of?
The immediate next step is to make sure that the good parts of the Affordable Care Act are implemented, and that the companies like the ones I used to work for are not able to strip out the consumer protections. And know this, they are working as hard as they can to try to make sure that some of the consumer protections do not go into effect.
That's a problem. That's why we have to have a break, Richie, somehow or other. This open door policy, people from the industry come into the government, they influence policy, that's really bad, really wrong, and I think that needs to be one of the first things that's taken care of here, and this is a perfect place for that to start. Wendell Potter, thank you for being here to explain this important part of how the whole system is working.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new 8 card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Skin one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
We'll be right back.
food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
After the hour on Good Day. As a consumer, you may hold one of the important keys to new job creation if you're willing to pre-purchase products you'd like to own before they're actually created. If that sounds crazy, Mike Hayes is here to introduce you to three entrepreneurs who are grateful to consumers for helping launch their innovative product company. That's ahead on Startup America News.
On Meet the Press Sunday, they talked about robots and the internet being cheap and efficient when doing manufacturing jobs, and the human beings are not. It seems to me that means that for human beings, the future of employment may be created by the internet as innovators of new solutions to existing everyday problems. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and this is Startup American News. Today, you'll meet three such innovators who are also becoming crowdfunding success stories. Important because America needs investment in the future. And you can help American innovators simply by pre-purchasing products that you like so they can deliver for you and all of us. First, meet Jessica Richmond, CEO of UBiome.
We decided to do it through crowdfunding because we really want to involve the public in science. It's a good way to raise money. I mean, sort of obviously now the crowdfunding has proven itself as a model for that. But I think also, in particular in our case, crowdfunding allows us to get to know what people want to know about the microbiome. It gets us, helps us understand what people want. So our goal was to raise $100,000. We wanted to have at least, we thought we might be able to do it with less, but we wanted to have enough where we were sure that we could have economies of scale and you know, be able to complete the project. And then it just kind of went crazy. Like, people have been really interested in it. We've gotten articles in from Wired to Scientific American, ABC Television News, MSNBC. I mean, it's just crazy. It's sort of really exploded. And we've far surpassed our goal. We're almost at 3 times our goal. We're at 274,000.
Learn how you can actively participate in innovative job growth at startupamericannews.org. Next, meet fitness enthusiast Dave Scott, co-founder of Amigo Fitness Tracker.
I'm a big fitness consumer myself, and so is my partner. We both like to exercise, and you know, we thought it'd be great to create an experience where we could go in and do a sort of freestyle workout where we could lift some weights and do some, you know, maybe run a treadmill or the elliptical or this, you know, cycle. And we could store all that information and share that information with our friends and our community so that we could get more engaged in our own experience to see what we've done and how to better achieve, but also to get engaged in the experience of our friends and family. And so that set us on the path to create some type of software and hardware device that could actually track all of this. And so here we are today, and we chose to do Indiegogo to use that as a great platform to raise awareness for the product. That would allow us to also get our first customers as we head into the summer when we first ship the product. The initial goal was $90,000, and we set that goal based on, you know, manufacturing setup. And today, after just about 3.5 weeks or so, we're just over $300,000.
Learn how you can actively participate in innovative job growth at StartupAmericanNews.org. Aerospace engineer Kellen O'Connor is co-founder of an innovative technology called TetherCell and is well on his way to raising $59,000 that he needs to launch his innovations worldwide.
TetherCell allows people to embed intelligence and connectivity in devices that are 10, 15, 20 years old. You can actually go backwards and introduce intelligence and connectivity into old devices. That's very groundbreaking. Crowdfunding, specifically for hardware startups, is a great avenue to go down for market testing, as well as being able to gather funds for the initial production run in a very low-risk way. You're not giving away equity. You're getting a sense of how well people are responding to your product, and you get a lot of feedback. It's really a win-win situation. The customer gets to test out the product and interact with the founders, and the founders get a lot of feedback, which they can use to better improve the product, to adjust the price point, to adjust the overall pitch. As you come out of a crowdfunding campaign, the product is that much more prepared for, you know, getting to market.
I'm Mike Hayes. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Email me right now, mike@startupamericannews.org, or visit our website, startupamericannews.org.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.